Clayton Douglas has been good enough to join us on the Early Mail. So of the two today, for the punters out there with me, a dollar to spend, what would you do?
Yeah, look, I'd be having something on Gronkowski today. I think he's ready to go.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Gronkowski, nicely rated by Jake Noonan, and goes on to win. Gronkowski won it by 2.5.
Just had a feeling yesterday that with Super Bowl action, we spoke to Aaron Sipos yesterday morning, that the Gronk was going to get the chocolates for us at Stony Creek, and we were very, very happy. Very, very happy indeed that we could get the chockies for our listeners. 2 days in a row, well done to all involved. It's unbelievable. We're racing today at the Bull. We missed on the dogs yesterday. We came second, but we got there. Clayton Douglas getting us the Thoroughbred Cash, which was nice. We're racing today at the Bull. Who doesn't love a Wednesday at the Bull? And I'd like to find out the track conditions from our man, the Owl, who's been hunting them down for us. Owl?
Yes, we're currently on a good four. The rail's out 9 metres with the Penno at 5.25. So stay tuned to RSN 927 throughout the morning to see if there's any changes. But rail out 9, good four, 5.25.
So good four, rail 9. And in your expert opinion, are we getting things a little bit on pace today at the Bull? Is that an on-pace day at the Bull?
I would think so, but I think we should get an expert opinion.
Well, let's get Andrew Bobbin on the line and find out what he thinks about the rail out 9 with a good four today at the Bull. He joins us with four runners today at Warrnambool. Good morning, Andrew.
Morning, boys. Thank you for having me on. Putting me under a lot of pressure there after you two days in a row. I'm hopeful I can get you a third one, but we'll see how we go.
We have all faith in you, Andrew, that you're going to put the polish on beautifully for one of these runners today. We have no doubt that you'll be a winner.
It certainly won't be the first one that we're going to speak about.
I was gonna say something similar, I must admit, because you've got race 3, number 9, Glint of Light, who's third run into this campaign today with a 1,400-meter effort in race 3. $51 in the markets was off the bit a little bit last time out. What happened?
Well, I was at Hamilton watching. I was watching them on the TV, and halfway through the race, I looked around, but where is she? I even went to the program and checked the colours to make sure I was looking for the right ones. But she didn't even come out of the barriers. Nobody's fault. She just reared up just as the gates opened and got her head over into the next door. And the barrier attendant did a really good job just to control her there. So we had to go to the jump out, and she actually trialled okay at Camperdown the other day. And not Camperdown, Great Western, sorry. So she trialled okay into this run. She'd want to improve a hell of a lot for you blokes to get your hat trick of winners.
Righto, well, $51, we might steer clear, I reckon, with that sort of feedback on Glint of Light. What about race 5, number 1, Riders Mischief, who's had a really good campaign, really consistent campaign, thirds and seconds all the way through. No wins this time around, but has got an opportunity today with 3 kilos off.
Been very unlucky a whole preparation. She should have nearly won at Caulfield, and only bad luck tossed her the Nil Cup last start. She's 5 weeks in between runs, but that doesn't matter. She's got a very good base of fitness. That rail out 9 is not going to suit her because she is an out-and-out back marker. She just doesn't have any early speed. So hopeful that they run along a bit, and no doubt she'll be charging home, but she does need everything to go her way.
All right, that's race 5, number 1, Riders Mischief, for $8.50 in the early markets at tab.com.au. And then you've got race 6, you've got two runners, number 4 and 5, Venting and Quiet Escape. Now, Venting has got the inside gate, second last time out, and has got, what have we got, 61 kilos today. So good weight for a horse in this race. You've got Quiet Escape claiming 3, first up today. What are these going to do?
So Venting is on the back up and drawn very well, as you mentioned there. He tried to lead all the way last start and just got pipped by what looks like a pretty handy Kira Mart horse. So he's come through the run really well. He's on the 7-day backup and same jockeys last week, Jack Hill. So he'll be on speed and those conditions there should suit. It looks like there's going to be a bit of speed in that race. So hopefully he can hold his spot and he backs up really well and he's probably the best chance of the day. The other mare, Quiet Escape, well, I've never had one kick off over 2,400 metres. They're first up before, so there's just an indication as to where her future lies. She'll be better come the winter with a hurdle and a steeple in front of her. But For the purposes of today, I would say that Venting has to be our best chance.
Right. You know what? That's a beautiful promo. We can cut that up beautifully. When you get the chocolates today, Andrew, we'll cut that up magnificently and put you all over the socials telling you how good you are. Well done. We wish you the best of luck today.
Good, boys. Thank you very much. Cheers.
Good stuff. Andrew Bobbin with us. With four runners today at Warrnambool, he suggests probably forget the first one in race three. But Riders Mischief might be a little bit of something there, I reckon, for him in race five, even though she's a backmarker. But Venting is his best. Race six, number four, Venting today at Warrnambool.